Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Beis discusses Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios, whether that's considered to be Kedusha Chasor, whether indeed it's Shtei Kedushas. And the Gemara says that Rav Asi was machmir regarding this question, and two nafkaminas. One is the issue of Nolda Bezeh Muteras Bezer Asura Bezeh, and Rav Asi says we should treat it similar to Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Chas, and therefore a Beitza Shnolda Bezeh is forbidden on the next day. Surprisingly, the Gemara says, however, when it comes to Havdalah, Rav Asi was Mavdil Miyantif L'Chavrei. After the conclusion of Yantif Rishon, he indeed would make Havdalah. The Gemara says, why is that the case? L'chumra. Nol debezeh sura bezeh, and L'chumra indeed would make Havdalah. The Ritva immediately points out, why is that considered to be the Chumra of making Havdalah? Ritva writes the following, what would the upside be? What would the downside be? The downside is maybe Havdalah is not needed, and Havdalah is unnecessary, that we a bracha she'eno tzricha. A bracha she'eno tzricha. What is the status of a bracha she'eno tzricha? The answer is brachos taflamid gimel. The Gemara quotes the pasuk of Losisa, Aseres Adibros, Losisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Poshur pshat, that is not an issa daraisa. That is an issa drabana. That sugyan brachos and daf lamid gimel is only an asmachta, and that is mefurish in Ritva. So realize the concept that you're making a bracha which is unnecessary, that itself is only an issue derabanan. The Gemara quotes lo sisa, yes, as an asmachta. A chiddush, when you look in the Rambam seems to indicate a bracha shino tzrich is a din daraisa. The Rambam is found in two places, Perak Aleph of Hilchos Brachos, Perak Yud Beis of Hilchos Shvuos. There the Rambam writes that a bracha shino tzricha is like making a shvua shav. This is against the Rov Rishonim Tosas of Mefurish in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, the Rosh and Kedushin is Mefurish, our Ritva is Mefurish, it's only an Isser Nisser Durabanam. But on its face, the Rambam seems to indicate indeed that is not true. Not so simple. The Magen of Remedy highlights this Rambam, but there is an important Harab. Chazanish Kuf Lamed Zayin, where the Chazanish writes the following. True, you have that sug in brachos, Lamed Gimel. A bracha shino tzrich is lo sisa. Good. But there is a Gemara in Tmura and Daftalit. A person, for example, just for no rhyme or reason, yells out a Shem Hashem for no reason. That's terrible. What's the iser of being motzi Shem Shamayim Batala? Mefurish in Gemara, Tmura Daftalit. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. That's reverence to the Shem Hashem. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And how in the world can you just yell at Hashem Hashem for no reason at all? So very, very simply, which is better, which is worse? You know, a person, for example, makes a bracha Sheino Tzricha. What does it mean that it's Eino Tzricha? You know, it's not Chal An. You know, I'm making a bracha of Shahako, and it's not followed by a Chilur Shtia. I understand. But a bracha of shako, isn't that magnificent? Shevach Bahoda, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shako nebidvarav. Doesn't that have a status of shevach? Enochinami, Chazal determined this shevach should only be recited in the nisgeres of brachos, when the bracha indeed is chal. A birchas hamitzvah should only be recited ala mitzvah. But on a level of daraisa, doesn't that have profound meaning? As divrei shevach. When a person yells at Hashem Hashem for no rhyme or reason, what purpose does that serve? So if I were to ask you which is better, which is worse, isn't it obvious that a bracha shino tzricha should be far better than hutzah shem shem levatala? Well, if that's true, so how do you resolve those gemaras? Because the gemara in Tmura Daf Dalet, hutzah shem shem levatala is an essay. Essay shem el kechatira. And a bracha shino tzricha is a lav daraisa? A lav daraisa of aseres adibros? That's the Chazanish is very mistaber, his ara. How can a bracha shino tzricha be worse than hotzah shem shamayim levatala? How can that be a lav? How can that be a lav? And just yelling at Hashem Hashem, which has no meaning, no context of shevach, that is an essay. That's an essay. Elamai thinks that is what led the Rishonim to assume that gemara brachos deflamed gimel, that says that a bracha shino tzricha, you violate losisa. That's only an asmach, the derabanan. midaraisa, it's meaningful as divrei shevach. Midrabanano. And that is why Rov Rishonim assume indeed that's true. The Chaznish goes as far as to assume this has to be the Rambam Shita as well. You can't disagree with this. And therefore, even though the Rambam seems to equate a Shvua Shav with a Brach Shel Tzricha, it means both are Aser, but it really doesn't mean that both are Isuri Daraisa. Shvua Shav, obviously, Nisa Daraisa. And also, Shem Shalom Talad Miskeres HaBracha is only an Asmachta Drabanan. That's a Chiddush. There is a Chuvas Rabbi Kaveger in Simen Chafei that discusses what exactly is wrong with the Bracha Sheino Tzricha. Is it just that it's Eino Tzricha, and therefore the Shem Hashem is being used unnecessarily? Or is there a separate Yisr of a Bracha Sheino Tzricha? It's a fascinating Chuvas Rabbi Kaveger to take a look. If a person, for example, can make a bracha b'shar l'shonos, oh, that's Rabbi Kaveger's diun. Why do you assume that a suffik bracha is lahakel? Why not make a bracha in shar l'shonos, b'makom suffik? After all, if the iser is that lo siso Hashem Hashem elokecha l'shav, that applies to Hashem Hashem b'shar l'shonos. If it's an iser of a bracha which is not chal, maybe a chiddush, that could be an iser, whether the bracha is recited b'lashon hakodesh or whether it's recited b'shar l'shonos. But if you're going to assume the problem is that's kara shem shemayim, that's the fascinating din Rabbi Kaveger, then why not argue not suffik brachas lahakel? In a case of a suffik bracha, make a bracha in other languages where you don't risk any element of hotzah shem shemayim v'atala. But that's the compelling raya that the Chazon Ish discusses. Oh, the ritvan arsugya. And that is that hotzah shem shemayim v'atala is only an Issa Drabanan in a bracha Sheino Tzricha. The Dissa Daraisa, which is an essay, is just saying Hashem Hashem for no rhyme or reason. Oh, so the Ritva writes the following. Any downside of unnecessarily making Havdalah, that's only a Din Drabanan. The need to make Havdalah, oh, Mefurish and Ritva, that's a Din Daraisa. That's a Din Daraisa. A, because Havdalah is a Din Daraisa. B, Havdalah Anyantif is a Din Daraisa. Mefurish and Ritva, Shita Kobetzis, that not only is Havdalah generally Daraisa, but Havdalah not only on Shabbos, even on Yantif is a din Daraisa. So that's the Chiddush of Ravasi. Ravasi Mesafkale, whether indeed there's a Chiddush, when it comes to the case of Havdalah, Sveika Daraisa the Chumra, and any element of a bracha Shino Tzricha, A, is only a din Darabanan, and B, if I'm going to Paskin, that a Sveika is the Chumra, and I have to make Havdalah, that's called Eino Tzricha. That's called Eino Tzricha. Of course there's a tzorech. In order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah, which is a din daraisa, when it comes to yantiv as well. And no doubt that indeed will beg the question, if that really is true, so why is it that we do not? Why is it that we don't make Havdalah after Motsoi Yantav Rishon? Is it so obvious that we can be yotze the chi of Havdalah of Yantav Rishon with the Havdalah that we're going to be reciting tomorrow night? Tomorrow night. Is that so obviously true? So that we'll have to indeed discuss. Rabbi Chanan and Osiud, a lengthy discussion. Lamaisa, why don't we make Havdalah? As indeed the Gemara tells us the Ravasi did. Well, so the first starting point again. Is it so clear that Havdalah is a din daraisa? And is that true not only on Shabbos, even on Yantif as well? The Rambam is Mefurish. Let's start with Shabbos. That Havdalah indeed is a din daraisa. The Ram Perachav Tesef Hilcha Shabbos. The Ram Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Nun Hey. The Rambam writes, this is all part of the pasuk of Zachris Yom Shabbos L'Kadshim. The Gemara tells us Mefurish, Brachos Davchav, Shavuos Davchav. That is the source of the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. Of Kiddush. Kiddush Lesman Dapolik. Kiddush Gemara Mefureshes. Kiddush on Shabbos is a din daraisa. We can argue about the details of Te'ima and Yayin and Suda, but Kiddush in some shape or form, Lesman Dapolik. That's a din daraisa when it comes to Shabbos, Brachos Tavchav, Shavuos Tavchav, Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsha. Does that embrace Havdalah or no? Halachud v'halachud. That's a very fundamental machlokes, and that I would tell you is the Rambam L'shitas, because we've discussed in earlier shiurim. If I were to ask you, what is the essence, the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush? What is the person accomplishing when you make Kiddush? So take a look at the Rambam in both places. Berachav Tesef Hilcha Shabbos, Sefer Mitzvahs Kuf Nun Hey. The Rambam writes, Zachreyu Zechir Hashem. You know what Kiddush is? Kiddush is describing, extolling the virtue of Shabbos. More specifically, the Rambam writes the following, that you set Shabbos apart from Yimei HaChol. Mefurish in Rambam. Mefurish in Rambam. And say from Mitzvahs Kufnanei. You know why you're obligated to make Kiddush? In order to distinguish. Distinguish between Shabbos and Chol. Shabbos and Chol. That's the Rambam Shita. Zochriya Sheva. What would another possibility be? So this is an incredible Ramban in Aseret HaDibros, Shmos Parachav, Pasuches, where the Ramban seems to understand Kiddush very differently. The Ramban emphasizes the word Lekadsha. Zochar Shem HaShabbos Lekadsha. Lekadsha. When a person makes Kiddush, you know what? You're Mekadesh Niyom. You're Mekadesh Niyom. Mefurish in Ramban, Ke'en Kiddush Bezden of Yovel. Just like when it comes to Yovel, V'kidashtem, Eshnas HaChamishim Shana, the same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos, V'kidashtem, Zachar Shem HaShabbos Lekadsho. You have to be Mekadesh, Mekadesh Niyom. And if you're going to ask me, how can that be? Beit Zedaf Yuzayin, you're Mekadesh, the Yom of Shabbos. The Kiddush of Shabbos is Mekadesh V'kayma. It's fixed, it's set, it doesn't need any Kiddush Bezdin. You know what the Rambam would answer? That's true, but nonetheless. The Kiddush of Shabbos is something, yes, that is, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. It doesn't require a Kiddush Bezdin, but there's such a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh the Yom. A mitzvah lahakdisha. A mitzvah lahakdisha. Moshe Mahadavadoma. Oh, a Mordechai. Gittin Perek Dalet Oshin Pei. The Mordechai says that's true when it comes to the end of Shemitah. The end of Shemitah cancels debt. The Chov is Paka. Yeah, but the Gemara says the Malva has to say Bezed Devar HaShemitah. The Malva has to say Mishamit Anibach. Mishamit Anibach. The Mordechai writes, why do you have to say Mishamit Anibach if the loan is canceled? So the Mordechai writes, that's not so unusual. Sometimes something can happen necessarily, automatically, but you know what? The Torah calls upon us too. That's called mitzvah lahakdisho. A mitzvah lahakdisho. That's the chiddush of the Mordechai. Gittin shin pei. And that's against the Yireim, Reishayin Ches, where the Yireim writes a stunning chiddush that sof hashvita does not cancel debts. It doesn't cancel debts. In Choshen Mishpat, the debt is in existence. The debt survives shmita. Oh, the malva can be gova. Of course the malva can't be gova. There's an issa d'araisa lo yigos, and there's a mitzvah d'araisa v'zeh d'var ha-shmita. But that's a mitzvah. That's an issa. In Choshen Mishpat, the debt indeed exists. In Mefurish and Yireim, such a stunning chiddush. Imagine, shmita passes, and this malva goes into my home and seizes my assets. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take him to Beis Din. Mefurish and Yireim, Reisha and Ches. Which Beis Din? Which Beis Din? Choshen Mishpat? No. You go to the Choshen Mishpat Beis Din, you know what they're going to say to you? This is the wrong address. You don't belong here. This is not a Choshen Mishpat Shiloh. What do you mean? Mefurish and Yireim. You know what this is? This is a Shiloh of, Ksuvas Peivav, Kfiya HaMitzvahs. You have to go to a Beis Din that has the authority to force a person to fulfill the mitzvah, to force a person to fulfill the mitzvah of Bezed Dvar HaShmita. There's a mitzvah that the Malva has to cancel the debt. But the debt, up until that point, really is in existence. It's not an Isser of Gezel for the Malva to seize the assets of the Lo V'lachar Shmita, but it's Kfiyal HaMitzvos, that there's a Lav of Lo Yigos, you weren't supposed to do that, and there's a Chiyuv to cancel the debt. That's pretty heavy. That's Mefurish Yireim, Reishayin Ches. But the Mordechai writes, it's not true. It's not true. The debt is canceled, but a mitzvah lahakdisho. And where do you see that this is true? So the Mordechai says the Darm Dafi Gimel. The Darm Dafi Gimel is a carbon. You have to matish a carbon. What about a bachor? What about a bachor? A bachor has a kedusha mirechem. It's born with the kedusha sagu. Is there any need for hakdasha? So the Gemara says, absolutely yes. You have to say hareza bachor. Why do you have to say hareza bachor if it is a bachor with the kedusha saguf? You know what the Gemara says? Mitzvah lahakdisha. So mitzvah lahakdisha is an incredible, incredible model. We mentioned this in terms of kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in Achinami, there's an inherent kedusha, but Knesset Yisrael is mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. It's not just simply that we fulfill mitzvah satliyas baretz. The presence is part of a mekadesh with many, many rayas. That's an important yisod. That something can have a requisite kedusha and a mitzvah lahakdisha, a mitzvah. So the Ramban writes this about Kiddush. Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaima Beitz Yud Zayin, but I make Kiddush L'Kadisha, a mitzvah L'Hakdisha. Wow, that sounds so different from the Rambam. The Rambam writes that the purpose of Kiddush is to set Shabbos apart from the Yemei HaChol. So Kriya Zichira Shevach. And the Ramban writes, the purpose of Kiddush is to be Mekadesh. Mekadesh Niyam. In earlier shiurim, I had a whole list of nafkaminas, no? But for today's shiur, no? You know what nafkamina will be? Havdalah. Is Havdalah part of the mitzvah of Zarchus Yom HaShabbos L'Kadisha? Well, I'll tell you this. If the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, of setting Shabbos apart from the Yemei HaChol, you know what that sounds like? What, being Mavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol? That shouldn't only be Kiddush. That's Havdalah as well. What do you think you're doing when you make Havdalah? You're offsetting Shabbos. You're setting Shabbos apart from the Yemei HaChol. Who says this? The Rambam. The Rambam writes the mitzvah Zikr Shabbos is Bechnisasa V'Yitziyasa. When it begins and when it departs, of course. Because if it means you have to distinguish between, you have to set it apart from, so that's not only true of Kiddush, true of Havdalah and Mefurish and Rambam. Indeed, that's true. If you understand the mitzvah of Kiddush as being Mekadesh the Yom, what is true of Kiddush is not true of Havdalah. In no shape or form, that's what you're doing when you make Havdalah. So you know what? Havdalah is not part of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos L'Kadisha. Well, that's the Shita of the Rabban. That's the Shita of Orchos Chaim. But guess what? Kiddush is Daraisa. Havdalah, Mufurish, Orchos Chaim is only a Din Rabbanan. And only a Din Rabbanan. And Orchos Chaim writes, I'll tell you another nafkamina, whether it's Daraisa or Rabbanan. The starting point is that I would say women should be exempt from all of this. Because Kiddush and Havdalah is a mitzvah to say Shazvan Grama. That's the Gemara Barachas Tavchav, Shuas Tavchav. No! Women are chayiv in Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadisha. Kosh Yeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zachira. Despite the fact that it's a Zman Grama, women are chayiv in Zachos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadisha. Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Are women chayiv in Havdalah? Are women chayiv in Havdalah? The Rambam writes, absolutely yes. Of course, L'Shita say. Because the Rambam assumes that Zechira Shabbos is setting Shabbos apart from Yemei HaChol. What's true of Kiddush is also true of Havdalah, Bechnisasa V'Yitziyasa. And if you have a drash that women are chayiv in this mitzvah is not only Kiddush, this mitzvah is Havdalah as well. And the Orchos Chaim disagrees. Women are chayiv in Kiddush. Havdalah is not part of Zechira Shabbos. And therefore women are exempt from Havdalah. The Ramah quotes the Orchos Chaim, that women possibly exempt from Havdalah. And the Ramah adds, Al-Kain lo yavdilu la'atzman, el yishmu min hanashim. Wow. And therefore, rather than make Havdalah themselves, they should hear Havdalah from a man. Wow, that sounds like such a great Kiddush Reis study of why in the world? What happened to Einu Mitzuvei Oseh? Lulav Sukkah Shofar. They're not chayiv. But why indeed would we assume that is the case? Wow. Mangan Avram, just to defend the Ramah, writes the following Kiddush. Maybe one could argue that Einu Mitzuvei Oseh is when you have a clear requisite Maisa Mitzvah, Lulav Sukkah Shofar. But if the entire Mitzvah is only Nusach HaBracha and women are exempt, so maybe one would argue then we don't assume Einu Mitzuvei Oseh. And the Mangan Avram tells you to take a look at Kiddush Levana. Where the Mangan Avram writes Kiddush Levana is also a Zman Grama. And it's a Zman Grama, which is a Nusach HaBracha. And he writes, that's the practice. The women typically, even Batoras Einu Mitzuvei Oseh, do not recite Kiddush Levana. Wow, that's the Magen Avram. And Reis Tarivav. The Rambam writes that, what do you mean? Women are Chayiv in Havdalah. It's a Din D'Oraisa. Wow, it's a fundamental machlokes. If you take a look at Magen Mishnah, there, Perichot Tes, Halach Aleph, Magen Mishnah writes, it's true. A machlokes Roshana whether Havdalah is Daraisa or Rabbanan, but he doesn't think that there's a nafkamina regarding Nashim because everyone agrees women are obligated in Havdalah. Because even if Havdalah is only Rabbanan, but it's Kain Daraisa, Havdalah is patterned after Kiddush. And therefore, if it's clear that women are obligated in Kiddush, women are obligated in Havdalah as well. So if the Din Daraisa, Zachar Shabbos, obviously yes. If it's a Din Rabbanan, Orchos Chaim writes no, Magid Mishnah writes yes. To what extent do we argue that Havdalah is an expansion, Drabbanan, of the mitzvah of Kiddush? This is all true when it comes to Shabbos. What about when it comes to Yantiv? Yantiv. You know, the Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, not only on Shabbos, even on Yantiv as well. They're Perek HaTesef of Shabbos. Why exactly is that true? The Rambam writes the following. Because Yantiv is also referred to as the Shabbos. Shabbos Hashem is not only Shabbos. Shabbos means a day of Shvisa. And what's true of Shabbos is true of Yantiv as well. Svir Salmar, Machras HaShabbos means the day after Yantiv. Yantiv is also Yom Shvisa. And therefore the Rambam writes, it's called Shabbos Hashem. Reb Chaim assumed that's a Din Darais. That's a Din Darais. Oh, that's the Ritva, that's okay. That women are Chayiv in Havdalah, women are Chayiv in Havdalah, and on Shabbos, even on Yantiv. Even Havdalah and Yantiv is a Din Darais as well. And many others disagree and assume only a Din Darabanan, that Magid Mishnah, that maybe this is true when it comes to Shabbos, but maybe Kiddush on Yantiv and Havdalah on Yantiv, maybe that's only a Din Darabanan. But when the Rambam describes Kiddush and Havdalah on Yantiv, the Rambam writes because Yantiv is referred to as a Yom HaShvisa, a day of Shabbos. Reb Chaim was Medayik, the Poshav Shad, as a din Darais. So the Ritva here is Mufurish, that even on Yantiv, a Din Daraisa, and therefore if there's any element of Safek, whether you have to make Havdalah or not, we're going to assume that Sveika Daraisa, L'chumra, and therefore indeed, Havdalah is made between Yantiv Rishon and Yantiv Sheni. Wow, an important Chiddush. Okay. Why indeed will one argue that that's not true? Not to make Havdalah. That would be something which is somewhat surprising. Rabbi Chanan and Osiyu discusses, this is already found clearly in the Rishonim. You know, there's another competing factor when it comes to Yantiv Sheni. You know, typically speaking, if something indeed is a Safek, would you make a bracha? We assume a Safek bracha is lahakel. What about when it comes to Yantiv Sheni? You make brachas in Yantiv Sheni, no? That's before Shavuot, Shabbos Daf. You make brachas. Why not argue as follows? That you know what? That if there really is a question of safek, so you know what? Let's not go ahead and make brachos. A safek should be lakula. You know what the Gemara writes in the context of Yantiv Sheni? We have a concern. Asi lizuzulebi. Well, you know, imagine you're observing a second day of Yantiv. And imagine that, you know what, I'm going to tell you, don't make brachos. You know what, sit at your Seder, but you know what, don't make Kiddush. And don't make separate brachos for Dalet Kosos. And don't make a bracha on Matzah. And don't make a bracha on Marah. And don't make a bracha on Asher Golan. You know what's going to happen? It's going to result in an absolute zilzul. You know, how seriously are you going to be taking that Yantiv? You know, human nature, that now you're doing something without a bracha. Sometimes, you know, we think it's just like a zeich l'davar. You don't take it as seriously you should. A stunning tshuva of Moshe has the very beginning of his Moshe, that in Russia, they had to go to work in the middle of the night. And the only opportunity for them to put on tefillin was before the Zman of Hanachas Tefillin. If they didn't put it on at that time, they couldn't put on Tefillin. They were going to work so early, they were coming home so late. So what exactly do you do? You know, Rover Shonim assume Midaraisa Laila is Zman Tefillin. Just a Din D'Rabbanan Shemayisha Bahen. So you're not going to put on Tefillin at all. So put on Tefillin. The Rambam happens to pass in Midaraisa. Laila Lavas Zman Tefillin. Rover Shonim do not pass in that way. Mikra din daraisa, Laila is mantfilin. Shemiyishin bahem. What do you mean? You're starting your day. We're not talking about late into the night. We're talking about the day is beginning. Rav Moshe writes this simply. You know what? I would have said the following. So put on tefillin, but don't make a bracha. Bracha is not likuva. Rav Moshe writes the following. Nobody's afraid. B'nai Yisrael is being so moser nefesh. These wee hours to put on tefillin. You're going to say not to make a bracha. You know what's going to happen? They're not going to do it. they're going to say, I'm not really fulfilling the mitzvah. I'm not really fulfilling the mitzvah. And therefore, the psak of Moshe was to put on tefillin with a bracha. With a bracha. Because after all, that once you say no bracha is recited, a concern that asli zuzulebe, and it's not indeed going to happen. People can be very careful until they miss the first night of Sfira. Now, once they miss, they're not as careful about counting Sfira. Not as careful. Now, what do you mean we're just chayish for the halachas gedolos of a suffix bracha? Yeah, but once you're doing something without a bracha, somehow it doesn't have the same roshin. Rav Soloveitchik once said, there are many other reasons as well. The Gemara says, then Shmini Atzeres, no? Sit in sukkah, but don't make a bracha, and look what happened. No, so many people don't sit in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Now, once you do something without a bracha, all of a sudden, you know, like, somehow it doesn't have the same feel. So the Gemara is mafurish in Shabbos Chaf Gemo. On Yom Tov Sheni, you're not be making a bracha. Us the Zuleva. Us the Chuvas Rashba writes that that's true when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni. We're going to do things exactly Yom Tov Sheni as we did in Yom Tov Rishon. For example, not putting on tefillin. That's the Chuvas Rashba. Not putting on tefillin. Why shouldn't you put on tefillin? Imagine, our Gemara Daf Daled Amud Beis, Minhag HaMoseinu Yadeinu. Yeah, but there's a mitzvah d'oraisa of anochas tefillin. Yom Tov Sheni is chol midaraisa. And realize that we're not putting on tefillin because, you know what? Because it's mamish nakiras dev min haTorah. No, yivamos dev tzadi. Because I can ask this is lebe. And that's such a chiddush, no? Because I'll tell you the following. Every case, without exception, of Akiras Devar Min HaTorah is the Migdar Milsa. The Migdar Milsa. I'm afraid if you're going to do it, you're going to violate Issa Daraisa. You're going to be Tokeh B'Shofar on Shabbos. You're going to violate Issa Daraisa Hotzar. So don't do so. What exactly is the Migdar Milsa? The Migdar Milsa. A person is going to put on tefillin on Yom Tov Sheni. So you know what? He's going to treat Yom Tov Sheni like whole. He's putting on tefillin. He's not going to take Yom Tov Sheni seriously. That's not a Migdar Milsa Daraisa. No? That was a Har of the Rugged Shavar. No, and others. That Migdar Milsa is always, always a Siyag Atu, a Nisa Daraisa, which is Nisra Chamor. This is surprising, no? That we're going to go ahead and tell you not to put on tefillin Yom Sheni Shagalios, because if you put on tefillin, you're not going to be Machshiv Yom Tov Sheni, which itself is Minhag HaMoseinu Bidenu. Realize that's a pretty stunning. A stunning chiddush. That's not found in Gemara, but not putting out a tshuva sarashba about the fact that on Yom Tov Sheni, you know, we're going to treat these dinei safek differently, and therefore treat it exactly as Yom Tov Rishon. Well, so maybe us of the Zuzlebe would dictate that, you know what, even though me ikar hadin, the first day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov Daraisa, and the second is Minhag HaMoseinu Bidenu. And I would have thought, make Havdalah, you're going to make Havdalah. People are not going to go ahead and revere Yom Tov Sheni when you're doing Mavdom in Kodesh L'chol. And therefore, oh, we wait, and we don't make Havdalah. Or maybe another possibility. How essential is it to make Havdalah exactly on Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov? And I make Havdalah a day later, all is lost? All is lost? Is it so obvious that I cannot make Havdalah achar zman? So this is not an akiras davar min haTorah because of us, the zuzlebe, b'shev al tasa. No, very, very simply. I'm going to refrain from doing malachet Yom Tov Sheni. And you know what? I'll make Havdalah, Motzei Yom Tov Sheni. And the Havdalah that I make Motzei Yom Tov Sheni, you know what? That's going to be the kiyum of Havdalah. So therefore, okay, with tefillin, you're right. Tefillin, you're right. There's a downside. I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, but Havdalah. You'll fulfill the mitzvah Havdalah on Yom Tov, even if it's a mitzvah daraisa, by doing so the next night. Is that so obvious? Is that so obvious? Indeed, that would be true. Is it obvious on Shabbos? And is it obvious on Yom Tov? Shabbos already, you'll tell me, ooh, that's a sugya, psachim daf kuvav. And here, ooh, the Gemara has two lashonos, psachim daf kuvav. Mishlo hivda mosay Shabbos. You don't make Havdalah mosay Shabbos. You don't mavda v'holech. Well, you can still continue to make Havdalah. How long? Either Mavdal Holech Kol HaYom Kula, the entire day, with Motzei Shabbos and Sunday, or maybe Mavdal Kol HaShabbos Kula. Mavdal Kol HaShabbos Kula. You can make Havdalah for Kol HaShabbos. What does Kol HaShabbos Kula mean? Maybe that means something very different. You know what? The coming week really has a division. The days that immediately follow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that is the aftermath of the previous Shabbos. And Wednesday already begins the Hachana for the coming Shabbos. No, the Shir Shoyom on Wednesday. No, the Chunaranana. It's the Kabbalah Shabbos. No, there's a shift in the week. And all of a sudden, that's true when it comes to Havdalah. So you know what? Mavdol Kol Shabbos Kula means that I'm able to make Havdalah until Tuesday Shkia. Okay? Well, if I have that opportunity, so maybe in Achinami, that even if I don't make it exact Motzei Shabbos, but all is not lost. I still have an extended window of time, but not so simple. Not so simple. First, indeed, the Rif assumes Mavdol Kol Hayom Kula. You don't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, you just have Motzei Shabbos and Sunday until Shkia done. And boom, take a look. And that's Sugya Psachim, Dap Be'arif, Dap Chaf Aleph, take a look at the Rif, take a look at the Ran. That would mean that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, no Havdalah. The sheet of the Rif. You only have until Motzei Shabbos, Sunday. And what do you mean? You can't be Mavdol HaKos? So the Takana of Havdalah HaKos was not formulated when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Wow. If you hold Mavdol Kol HaShabbos Kula, no problem. I'll make Havdalah Sunday night. Ooh, take a look at the Ran. The Ran quotes the Ramban. Mavdol Kol HaShabbos Kula. Mavdol Kol HaShabbos Kula. Oh, so if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, so I make Havdalah Sunday night. No, the Ramban says, absolutely not. You ready for this? Ramban's Mefurish. Take a look, Chaf Aleph and Daf Yarif. Even if you assume Mavdol Kol HaShabbos Kula, is that seamless? Is that really seamless? The Chiv of Havdalah begins on Motzei Shabbos and it continues until Tuesday night. Is that really true? Seamless. The Zman Kriya Shema begins, then it ends after the 3 hours. No? The Zman Tefillah begins, ends after 4 hours. The Zman Havdalah begins with Seish. Or maybe another possibility. What's that other possibility? Mufurish Ramban. The Chiyuv of Havdalah is on Yetzias HaShabbos. But the Chiyuv of Havdalah is on Tuesday. The Chiyuv of Havdalah is Yetzias HaShabbos. The fact that I have an extended option of making Havdalah is only Midin Tashlumi. Only Midin Tashlumi. Mufurish Ramban. Only Midin Tashlumin. And if it's only Midin Tashlumin, that presupposes that there was a Chiyuv on Motzei Shabbos. So the Ramban writes, I would agree with this Chiddush of the Rif, that if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, you don't make Havdalah on Sunday night. Not because you can't typically make Havdalah on Sunday night, but if there is no Chiyuv of Havdalah ala Kos on Motzei Shabbos, so therefore there's no makeup. And making it Sunday night is a makeup. That is not the Iker HaMitzvah of Havdalah. The Mitzvah of Havdalah is Rishas Yetzias HaShabbos. And if you take a look at the Me'iri, the Me'iri Spandos, Tanis Daflamit, the Me'iri writes, no, what we do. And the Me'iri explains, the Chiddush, no? That's because we assume it's not Midin Tashlumin. The Me'iri spells it out clearly. We assume that the Chiyuv of Havdalah begins on Motzei Shabbos and it ends Tuesday Shkia, and therefore, if you become obligated during that window of time, you're chayiv in Havdalah, even if you were not obligated in Havdalah Kos on Motzei Shabbos. Our practice, wow. You take a look in the Rush, Brachos, Perek Gimel, Simon Beis, a fascinating machlokes, the Rush of Maram Rittenberg. A person, Rachmana Lislan, is an onen on Motzei Shabbos. An onen on Motzei Shabbos. We assume you're an onen Motzei Shabbos. You know what? Don't make Havdalah. Okay, but then the kfur occurs. Let's say the kfur occurs on Monday. Are you chayiv to make Havdalah? Yeah, Mavdavala, Kol HaShabbos Kula, Tuesday Shkia. That's my focus, the Rosh Maran. Rush the Maram. Why should you say no? Because you are not chayiv in Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. If you're not chayiv in Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, So guess what? The Rosh says no Abdallah. Rav Rittenberg is machmer to make Abdallah, to make. That's how we use some lacha, like Rav Rittenberg. That the kvura, after the kvura, you make Abdallah. After the kvura, you make Abdallah. I wasn't chayiv on Motzai Shabbos. Is it essential to be chayiv on Motzai Shabbos? Principe Sefrank has a tshuva, oh, a bar mitzvah boy becomes bar mitzvah. On Monday, does he have to make Abdallah? Does he have to make Abdallah? No? Maybe that's different, right? Clearly, because but he's chayiv in Havdallah, mi'ikar adin, if he wasn't chayiv, mi'ikar adin daraisa, in Shabbos. In the case of the onen, you're chayiv on Shabbos. You're chayiv on Shabbos. Okay, maybe in Havdallah, so you'll make up the Havdallah. But can one really argue that you're going to be chayiv mi'ikar hadin on Havdallah when a person was not chayiv on Shabbos mi'daraisa, when you were a katan at that particular time? That's a fascinating chiddush. In Chasino, Shin Yud Gimel, very often a woman on Yom Kippur, she's fasting, she's expecting, you know. There are a lot of children, Baruch Hashem, that are born, Masai Yom Kippur, Masai Tisha B'Av, no? Because if you're ready to go into labor, sometimes fasting will kick you into labor, no? Some of the studies have shown if you're not ready to go into labor, it's not going to happen, no? Shari Tzedek, no, fewer preemies were born on Masai Shabbos, Masai Yom Kippur, but more babies were born, no? It's an important ha'ara that they explained. Okay, so imagine, you know what? You're born on Motzei Yom Kippur, Gavaldik. What's the first mitzvah? First Menchasina, Shin Yud Gimel. Sounds difficult. You know what the first mitzvah is? Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. Menchasina, Shin Yud Gimel. Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. That's unusual, no? So, can I be chayiv in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim without being chayiv on Yom Kippur? So the Minchasino suggests the following. That katan, midaraisa, is chayiv to fast on Yom Kippur because he has to fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. At kedei kach. No, in that direction. No. He's a gadol Motzei Yom Kippur. That means he has to extend Yom Kippur. Extend Yom Kippur means you have to fast on Yom Kippur in order to extend. So Toshim Shabbat would have said, if you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur, you're not chayiv on Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. No. And Minchasino suggests the opposite. In Shin Yud Gimel, you're chayiv Tosefes Yom HaKippurim and not midaraisa. You have to fast on Yom Kippur because how else are you going to fill the mitzvah Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? That's no doubt a chiddush. That's a fasting machlokas, Maram and the Rosh. A person is an onen Motzei Shabbos and then the kfura occurs, does he have to make Havdalah? Is it seamless that Havdalah is until Tuesday Shkia? Or do I assume all of that is a makeup? All of that is a makeup. And the real chiyuv of Havdalah is on Motzei Shabbos. And if you're not chayiv Motzei Shabbos, you're not chayiv in the Tashlumin. That's Machlokas Maram and the Rosh. There's another Machlokas Maram and the Rosh, which is not necessarily related. It's not at all a stira. In fact, we pass it differently. But the very, very end of Moed Katan, no? Per Gil Moed Katan, the Rosh has 100 simon about Avedis. The very end, the Rosh writes the following. At the time of the Kvura, a parent, Rachman al-Hassan, is Nifter, the child is a Katan. And you know what? Now he becomes bar mitzvah during Shiva, Shloshim, and Beis Chodesh. Let's assume he becomes a gadol during Shloshim. What is his status? A machlokas, Maram and the Rosh, in opposite directions. The Rosh writes, he's not chayiv in any of that. Because the mechayiv of Avelos is the kfur, the stimas agolel. And if you're exempt at that time, you're exempt. Rambertberg writes the other extreme. You know what? If he becomes a gadol during Shloshim, he's obligated to sit Shiva now during Shloshim. He sat Shiva already. No, that was only as a katan. Now he's obligated as a Shmua Krova to begin Shloshim and to begin Shiva when he becomes a gadol. Wow, that's minakatsa lakatsa. It's a surah machlokes, Ram and the Rosh, in the structure. When you have an extended chiyuv, how important is the mechayiv, the onset of the chiyuv, and is everything else a consequence? Let's use the term yidin tashlumin. Or do you argue, no, that's not true. There's a seamlessness. So they argue both about Havdalah and Avelos. Interesting, we slip sock. We assume like Maram when it comes to Havdalah, Chumr to make Havdalah, but not when it comes to Avelos of a Katan. It's not a stira, because just because you hold this when it comes to Havdalah doesn't mean you have to hold this when it comes to Dini Avelos. But conceptually, it's a fascinating machlokas when it comes to that structure. Well, So we assume, look, a person has a right to go ahead and to make Havdalah beyond. And we assume that, you know what, that would even be true if you were Patra Motzei Shabbos and Onen, or even if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, and there's no Chiv of Havdalah HaKos and Motzei Shabbos, but you know what, Sunday night we'll go ahead and we'll make Havdalah, make Havdalah. Oh, so maybe one could argue very, very simply that, you know, without taking sides on Dalam HaBeis, we're going to make Havdalah tomorrow night anyway. And maybe that Havdalah is going to serve as the mitzvah Havdalah. But I'll tell you something that's not so clear, On Shabbos, that's true. Mavdal kol Shabbos kulo. I have an extended window of time. I didn't make Kadom Atzai Shabbos until Tuesday Shki. Okay. Let me ask you the following. Is it so obvious that applies to Yantif? A person didn't make Kavdan Motzei Yantif. What are you going to say? He has 3 days. Why does he have 3 days? You know, the aftermath of Shabbos, like I understand, no? Because it's true lahalacha. Maflik and besvina. No, that the week is divided. There's certain days that follow the previous Shabbos, and certain days that anticipate. Is that true when it comes to Yantif? Or I'll ask you the following question. Even when it comes to Shabbos, is there a difference between, I didn't make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Okay, he can extend. Okay, so this guy remembers, and he makes Havdalah on Sunday. This guy, whatever, he didn't remember until Monday. He makes Havdalah on Monday. Is there a difference between making Havdalah on Sunday or Monday? I can make Havdalah until Tuesday Shki. I forgot to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. I caught myself, it's Sunday. Good. I caught myself, it's Monday. Is there an inherent difference between Sunday and Monday? Oh, so Rabbi Kaveger writes, absolutely yes. Where is this Rabbi Kaveger? Shulchan Aruch in Reish Sarites. Rabbi Kaveger writes, there's a huge difference in Sunday and Monday. A huge difference. No? I can make Havdalah on Sunday. You know why I can make Havdalah on Sunday? Because Yom Polichachar Halayla. The Chiv of Havdalah is on Motzei Shabbos, and guess what? Motzei Shabbos begins at Yitzias HaShabbos, but Yom Polichachar Halayla. That entire window is called Motzei Shabbos. That's not Midin Tashlumin. The fact that I can go ahead and make Havdalah, let's say, on a Monday or a Tuesday, that means even though it's not Motzei Shabbos, I can do so. So Rabbi Kaveger writes a fascinating distinction. There's a world of difference whether a person makes Havdalah on Sunday as opposed to Monday. Sunday is part of the Ikar HaDin of Havdalah. Yom HaLechachar HaLaila. Monday already, okay. That already is an extended Chiyuv. Maybe even Midin Tashlumin. Maybe a difference to Rabban, Shogeg Meisid. Rabbi Kaveger says, he thinks that's clear, that's the sheet of the Rush. That indeed there's a fine distinction. Wow. The Rush writes the following. It's Motzei Shabbos, and a person doesn't have a coast, doesn't have Yayin. So, okay. But I'm going to get Yayin. But you know, you're not allowed to eat or drink before making Havdalah. So, what exactly do I do? I can't eat, I can't drink until I'm Mavdal Alayayin. It's going to come eventually. How long do I have to wait? Mufurish and Rush. Take Lazor Rabbi Kaveger. Very steady test. That if the Kos and the Yayin is going to arrive on Sunday, wait. If it's not going to arrive until Tuesday, you don't have to wait. And it's not just because, you know, to make a person not eat or drink until Sunday, that's okay. But to come to wait till Monday, that already is an excessive hardship. Rabbi Kaveger writes, that's not the lumdus. The lumdus is that Motzei Shabbos and Sunday is part of the Ikar HaDin of Havdalah. And beyond that is only Midin Tashlumin. So if he has an opportunity to fulfill the Ikar Mitzvah Havdalah, we're going to say wait. If that's not an option, then we're going to tell him not to wait. That's Mufurish in the Rush. Rabbi Kaveger writes, you see an important distinction. That even on Shabbos, even if you have until Tuesday night, there's a fundamental difference between Motzei Shabbos and Sunday as opposed to Monday and Tuesday. Wow. That's an important hara. Lamayna afkamina. Ooh, Rabbi Yantiv. We don't necessarily assume you have 3 days after Yantiv. 3 days after Yantiv. 3 days after Shabbos. Ein mafligin or mafligin bismina. Yeah. But there's no halacha that the days that follow Yantiv are ascribed to the previous Yantiv. And then, why would that be? That's a very heavy deal. How many days do you have to make Havdalah? If you don't make Havdalah, won't say Yantiv. You know what Rabbi Kveger writes? Only until Shkia the next day. You're supposed to make Havdalah Motzei Yantiv. If you don't make Motzei Yantiv, you know what? Okay, at night, but you can make it during the day. You can make it during the day. Because the day, even in Shabbos, is because of Yom HaLecha Achar HaLaila. And that's true when it comes to Yantiv as well. So even on Yantiv, no, Halach L'maisa. Shema Shabbos Kachasa quotes of Rishlomo Zalman. A person forgot to make Havdalah Motzei Rosh Hashanah. But it's Son Gedalia. Son Gedalia. You know what? Make Havdalah and Son Gedalia and give the Yayin to a Katan to be towing. Let me just wait until after Son Gedalion. No. The next day, you don't have that when it comes to Yantiv. All you have is the Yom HaLech Achar HaLaila when it comes to Yantiv. Nafkamina, it's Son Gedalion. Oh, the Nafkamina. When it comes to the time that you have after Yantiv. Nafkamina of the Rosh. Havas HaKos. You know what's not so simple? I would suggest the Nafkamina, but it doesn't sound that way from the Rosh. There's a summary from the Rosh. A person is an onion of Motzei Shabbos. He doesn't make Havdalah. So the Rosh writes, what about making Havdalah Achar HaKfura? Oh, so the Rosh says, I hold no. Rambam says, yes. You know what? I would have suggested, but the Rosh does not say this. I would say, you know what? That machlokas, Rambam the Rosh, is only if the Kfura was on, say, Monday, Tuesday. If the kfura is on Sunday, then I would say, you know what, the Yom HaLecha Achar HaLaila. And even the Rosh, it's Mufurish in the Rosh, not that way. The Rosh writes, if you're an Onin or Motzei Shabbos, even if the kfura is on a Sunday, you don't make Havdalah Achar HaKfura because you are Potter on Motzei Shabbos. It's not necessarily against the Lamdas. The Rosh just assumes that, you know, you have to be Bar Chiyuv at the onset of the Chiyuv. And that soon was Motzei Shabbos. Even though the Rosh writes when it comes to finding the kos, there still is a difference between Sunday and Monday. The Rosh does not write that when it comes to the case of Aninus. So that's a pretty fascinating issue. That would be enough Kamina in our sugya. You know what? You're going to say, okay, I can't make Havdalah on Motzei Yom Tov Rishon because Asa Zuzayde. So I'll make Havdalah at the end of Yom Tov Sheni. I'm not doing malacha anyway, no? I'll make Havdalah the end of Yom Tov Sheni. Is it so obvious that the end of Yom Tov Sheni is going to be sufficient for the chiv of Havdalah Yom Tov? Why not? Because if on Yom Tov all you have is Yom HaLech Achar HaLaila, so therefore the fact that I'm making Havdalah tomorrow night is not going to be sufficient. You're going to have to argue that part of Asi L'Zuzuleve is you don't put on tefillin and you don't fulfill the Kima of Havdalah. And not so obvious that I can use tomorrow night's Havdalah indeed for today. One could argue again for the Din D'Rabbanan, perhaps Heimamru V'Heimamru. That was the Takana. But Me'ikar HaDin, the fact that we're going to make it tomorrow night as well, that's a question when it comes to Shabbos. And maybe when it comes to Yom Tov, that's not really going to be an option at all. A fascinating deal. I'll tell you, there's a fascinating machlokas. Just food for thought, and we'll have to discuss it in another shiur b'reish sadi dalet. You know, there's Havdalah and Tefillah, there's Havdalah, of course, which is al hakos. Let's say a person didn't have marav Motzei Shabbos. Let's make it simple. Didn't have Marav Motzei Shabbos. Let's make it simple. He didn't make Havdalah HaYayin Motzei Shabbos. Okay. And now it's Sunday morning. Okay. He goes over to you and says, what do I do about Shemoneh Esrei? For whatever reason, I took a nap Shabbos afternoon. I just woke up. No. Sunday morning. So you're going to tell me you have to daven tashlumin? No. You have to daven mariv? And not, right? Shachris, then tashlumin mariv. And that's the answer to the following issue, pretty heavy. What about atachan antana? What about atachan antana? Well, I say, yeah, you have to say atachan antana. If you made havdalah already, that's a dina magen avram. If you made havdalah ala coast, you say atachan antana afterwards. Okay, so let's make it simple. He slept through. He didn't make havdalah ala coast either. No? So, no tefillah, no havdalah ala yayin. Now it's Sunday morning, shachris teslami avis. So when do you make recite atachan antana? When do you recite atachan antana? We always know, brachas daf chafav, that you know what? The first tefillah is the ikar tefillah bezmana. And the second tefillah, of course, is the tefillahs tashlumin. That's tashlumi arvis. So maybe indeed one should argue that, you know what? In the first tefillah, do not say atachan antana. And say atachan antana. In the second tefillah, guess what? That's the mishaburus psak. And that's the psak of the Prima Gadin. That you recite atachan antana in the mariv tefillah. And the Marat Fila is the second Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Kiveger disagrees, Rabbi Chaim disagrees. And all the editions of the Chiddush HaGraf LaShas, this was Simon Beis. Why? Rabbi Chaim maintained the following, that Atachan Antano, Havdalah is halacha in Mariv. No. Havdalah Atachan Antano is Yetzias HaShabbos. And you say Atachan Antano in the first Tfilas Chol. In the first Tfilas Chol. The first Tfilas Chol is Mariv. But in a very unusual case, if the first Tfilas Chol would not be Mariv, you didn't have a Mariv, and now you're Chayv Tashlumin, and the first Tfilas Chol is Shachris. That was the Psak of Reb Chaim, that you have to say Atachan Antano in the first Shemoneh Esrei. In the first Shemoneh Esrei. You know, the Yerushalmi discusses, you know, Atachan Antano is a Bakasha. And we usually don't say Bakashos in Shabbos. And therefore, you know what? Before you're Mevake Bakashos, you have to be Mavdabi in Kodesh Lachal. You know, the timing is explicit, no? We begin Shemoneh Esrei, Motzei Shabbos. The first brachas are Sheva. Atachon in Lanamdas. That's really not a Bakasha, Atachonin, no? Atachonin is part of Sheva. Where's the first Bakasha? Chanenu Mitcha. Guess what? In between Atachon and Chemitcha, you have to make Havdalah. No, that's the placement of Atachan Antanu. That the first Bakasha, the first Tfilas Chol, right? That requires, that was the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, regardless of whether it's Shachris, whether it's Mariv, a pretty fascinating machlokes. Maybe it's not a halach in Mariv, but rather simply in the first Tfilas Chol. So this is very critical, simply in terms of the Shitu Kopetzes, the Rashi Narsugi Ravasi, that what exactly is the deon of whether you make Havdalah on Masiyan Tefrisho? And is it possible to sell Vigil Havdalah on Masiyan Tefsheni? And what exactly is the Hagdar of Asli Zulebe, Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel? If we start doing things on Yom Tefsheni that resemble a chol, like putting it on Tefillin, or Mamish making a Havdalah at that time? And here, Mefurish, I mentioned the Shitu Kopetzes, the Ritva, that Havdalah is a din d'oraisa, not only on Shabbos, but even on Yantif as well. And that I would say is the Shitasi in general of the Rambam versus the Ramban. And the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita, what is true of Shabbos, is true of Yantif, because of the Rambam writes, that Kulu Nikreis Shabbos Hashem.